were seeing a walk-off that went up to review first, and were you pretty confident it's going to be overturned?
Have not seen it that way, where the umpires pretty much had a place to runners there, you know, to finish the game off. Nate, our replay guy, was very confident about it. Looking at the replay, it looked like it, and it was one of those deals where if they didn't call it fair, it's probably going to throw a fit.
how impressed were you with Conrad?
He's good. You know, it was an 80-85 right in there for seven innings. You know, that first inning, you know, a couple balls, get the McCutcheon veteran guy, two-strike breaking ball, leaves it up in the zone, rolls it through the zone, and then Horwitz, who I feel like torched this last year with Toronto, hits that double right there in center field. But, you know, other than that, it was good. You know, it was clean. He attacked the strike zone, kind of got the curveball going, it looks like in like the fifth or sixth inning. And once the curveball got cooking a little bit, I thought he kind of jumped a little bit for me. So, you know, he's just kind of getting going too. He's going to be even better here, you know, going in these next couple starts and into next year.
Any preliminary word on Jackson?
Good. Yeah, right now he's fine. Got hit in the elbow. I'm going to try to play him at third tomorrow if the elbow is feeling good. Get him back out there.
So if they're going in for the test?
Not that I know of right now. I just saw Scott kind of walking in here, our trainer, and said that he's going to get his hands on him before he left the building, but all indications were that he'd be okay.
Boston decided to dribbler and Baxter's to score out in third.
Sure. Yeah, I talked about in Boston, contact is king, right, with the runners in scoring position. I think a lot of the modern game, a lot of modern analytics for a while said three true outcomes, home runs, walks, strikeouts, you know, and I get it. But when runners are on second and third base, you put the ball in play, you got a chance to score the guy. So maybe I am old and a dinosaur here, but I really love contact. I really love putting the ball in play. And I do think, you know, analytics now – they value that more so than maybe they did about 7 or 8 years ago.
How big is it?
I mean, that's, you know, two innings right there, scoreless to do it how he did it. You know, especially after kind of felt like that we lost momentum. You know, you go in the ninth inning right there and felt like we had to use Rico right there in the eighth because it's the top of the order, and Rico handles left-handed pitching or left-handed hitters really good. So we use him there, and then it kind of lines up with three righties for Cano. You know, Pham's good. He's been around a while. He's done that more than once. And you got McCutcheon sitting there too. But, you know, you got to kind of tip your cap. Tommy right there, he leaves a sinker middle and he hits it over the fence. You don't see a lot of Cano sinkers, you know, go over the fence pole side like that. So, and, you know, fortunately, Aiken kind of, you know, scuffles through that last out, but he gets us and gets in, gives us a chance to give to Dietrich, who was just really good again.
When you pinch ran Mateo for Rivera, did you give any thought to him stealing third before Saturday?
No, I mean, it's, you know, he pinch ran for us last time, last series, and got picked off first base. I think for me right there, if we don't get him over, then we'll let him steal third right there with one out. But with no outs, I'm not a huge fan of that right there. I want my guy to kind of get him over right there. We got to trust our hitters to make contact, put the ball in play the way Sammy did there at the end.
You guys didn't have a walk-off win until mid-August, and now you have four, I think, in
It is weird, and I think the more you guys talk about it, the more we do it. So keep on talking about it.